You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
May the 10th, 2022. It's just going to be a matter of time before it starts happening. Protesters dressed in the red garb of the Handmaid's Tale, if you're familiar with that, disrupting a Catholic mass at the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels, downtown L.A., Sunday. In case you had missed it, they did it then. But I want to put it back in front of you because it's going to happen again, that kind of thing. They were yelling, you guys are trying to kill babies. They were saying, the activist says they were going to burn the Eucharist and display a disgust toward Catholics because they're bigoted. And some of the members of the congregation were saying, well, you want to kill babies. And they said, no, we just want to protect the women's rights. I'm going to get into that in more detail. I did a lot last hour as well, but I'm going to get into it from the aspect that a lot of people just don't know really the background of not Roe v. Wade, but abortion and abortion clinics. And you're going to hear VP Harris make some outlandish statements. And you're also going to hear how some are trying to explain why they're doing what they're doing, like by going to Supreme Court justices' homes, yelling and chanting outside. If you try to sway the opinion of a judge, that's a federal law, especially a U.S. Supreme Court judge. Do they care? No. Senator Lindsey Graham is criticizing Democrats for their response over that leaked draft opinion. Now, of course, they're trying to come up with a law to codify late-term abortions. He said, if we're going to do anything, Joe Biden should look at the camera in the eye and tell every protester, leave the judges home alone. You're committing a crime. But you're not seeing Joe Biden do that. He comes out and makes some nonsensical remarks today about inflation, about he's got a plan to take care of you. Yeah, right. 3 minutes from after he says that, he's probably trying to figure out my next thing on my agenda is what ice cream is available today. And speaking of trying to codify Roe v. Wade, in other words, make it law, it's been considered the law of the land, but it really hasn't been, except under the Supreme Court ruling of 73, putting under the 14th Amendment, and then the Casey case, which followed later. So with the Supreme Court, if it does reject a Mississippi case that could be considered the crux of the Roe v. Wade, Democrats are looking to, maybe we need to make this a foundation of rights by putting it in a law. But the problem is, this is where it gets almost hilarious. In writing how to codify Roe into law, it only mentions the word women in the title. Beyond that, it's people who become pregnant. You see how stupid that is? Oh, I got more of that coming up in a few moments. In the meantime, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot picked the wrong phrase to use in her city of violence. She sent an LGBTQ call, quote, call to arms in response to the Supreme Court decision that might end Roe v. Call to arms with the violence and the shooting in your city? Oh, and Treasury Secretary Yellen says, you have to understand how the economy could be hurt if you curtail abortion access. How does she make that connection? She says, well, the 73 decision allowing reproductive health care access and abortion increased the labor force participation, because women didn't have to stay home and raise babies. So by killing a baby, a woman got to go to work. Now, granted, when it came to family planning, it might not have been the best time. But you could still work right up until having the baby, and then many families out there praying desperately every day, God, give us a baby because we cannot conceive. And then we got this new executive director of the Home Ministry and Disinformation Board said, you know, I would not be against setting minimum speech standards. My friend, censorship is censorship.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You should all be ashamed of yourselves. We know that people won't accept this far-right Christian fundamentalist worldview lying down. We're going to keep fighting, and one day we will win. These protests are making our leaders, both Republicans and Democrats, uncomfortable, so they should continue. If they think that they can take away our rights and not face the consequences of their actions, they're incorrect. United, we're strong. Thank you.
Thank you. That, of course, was a group of protesters outside. I believe that might have been Justice Alito's home, yelling and shouting. And then they called for a moment of silence, and I thought maybe they're going to say a moment of silence for the babies that have been aborted. No, Larry, you're an idiot. No, they had a moment of silence for the rights that we're going to lose. These guys that have been gathering outside the justices' homes again and are going to continue. So far it has been peaceful to the extent nothing's been thrown, things of that nature. There's been no battling. That's good. I'm glad. I hope it stays that way. But all of it again is basically just a way to intimidate. I like to think each of the justices that they're going to are strong enough. They're not going to be swayed by that kind of nonsense. But they have maybe family there with them, a spouse or children or both. And while they may not be swayed, they could be frightened. Do you think these protesters care about that? Well, not if you hear from Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas.
These thugs have no business at the private homes of any government officials, these Supreme Court justices or anyone else. These thugs who dox the justices should be embarrassed and ashamed. And by the way, these are the same thugs that are firebombing pro-life outlets. These are the same thugs that are going into churches, disturbing churches. They hate faith. They hate God. They hate the Catholic Church. And it is disgusting to see Joe Biden and the entirety of the Democratic Party turn a blind eye. What we're seeing, Sean, is a replay of 2020, a replay of the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa riots. And in this instance, once again, they're putting politics above everything else, including people's lives. And these radicals are inviting violence directed at our judiciary and directed at the rule of law.
They know it, but they don't care. And Biden has yet to say a single word condemning and saying, do not go to the homes of Supreme Court justices. Riddle me this. What if a decision was coming down that was going to upset many on the right and word had leaked out? For instance, during Obamacare, when it went before the court, what if the draft had been leaked at that time and you had conservatives marching outside the justices' homes, shouting and yelling at them? That would still be, as it is today, against federal law, trying to intimidate a federal, especially a Supreme Court justice. Do you think the left would have cried out then and said, you can't do that, that's against the law? Well, of course they would have. But that's the thing that we have come to expect from the progressives that have hijacked the old Democrat Party to the extent that many Democrats have just walked away. This is not my father's nor my grandfather's party anymore. This is being controlled and run by a bunch of idiots who are only in it to benefit themselves and get their big lucrative fat contracts for a book or become a special anchor on one of the CNN type operations. No, we all recognize the hypocrisy is so clear.
Well, it's all politics for them. The ends justify the means, and it's complete hypocrisy. You see this in the corporate media. You see this among Democrats. On January 6th of 2021, you had tens of thousands of people peacefully protesting, and yet the corporate media and Democrats slander them with the made-up term insurrectionist. And yet, in this instance, they are not willing to call off their goons even now, as this has the potential to escalate and escalate further.
And it will. Senator Cruz of Texas brought up how the corporate groups join in. They did the same thing with BLM, and then some of them started pulling money back and not putting in a checkbox where you could donate a part of your purchase price to BLM or groups like that because of the questions around BLM, how the money is being collected, how it's being spent. We spent a lot of time on that yesterday. If you missed it, I encourage you to go back. We put up every program. Every program we do is put up as a podcast within 2 to 3 hours after we finish each day's program. You can find it very simply, LarryConnorsUSA.com. LarryConnorsUSA.com or LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. We'll also link it for you. And we are live streaming, as I speak right now, at Rumble.com. Rumble is a little bit slower to post the programs, but they do it. And any previous program you missed that you wanted to watch what was happening in the studio, because sometimes there's some things in there that might look hilarious to you at your end. It ain't so funny to me sometimes, but I just won't pick my nose. But other than that, if you're watching Rumble.com, glad to have you. But when Cruz is talking about the hypocrisy, and then you look at the corporate media, and as I was saying, they were contributing all this money to BLM. My boots on the ground correspondent, Chicago, called my attention to a piece written by Jeremy Stoppelman. If you'd asked me who he was, I'd say I have no idea. He is the CEO of Yelp. Yelp, Y-E-L-P. That's another one of these corporate conglomerates. And what is it, a Facebook-type thing or something you buy? I have no idea. I could care less. But I do care about what he wrote. He said, thanks to Monday's leaked draft opinion, we know the Supreme Court likely plans to officially overturn Roe v. Wade when it issues its ruling. No, you're wrong to begin with. It will not officially overturn Roe v. Wade. My God, you are a CEO and you don't understand still. It does not overturn Roe v. Wade based off the Mississippi Dobbs v. Jackson health case. It will simply send it back to the states and say, these decisions should be made at the state level. And then some states might well overturn Roe v. Wade to the extent you cannot get an abortion at all in that state or severely restricted. So he says this is a reason for corporate America. He said it's up to business leaders to make it clear we support the health and safety of employees. Jeremy Stoppelman. Riddle me this. Do you know that every employee you have, was it one time a infant, at one time a fetus, at one time had the same sharing a heartbeat and breath with the mother? A lot of the people you have working for you right now, what if they had been aborted by their mother? You wouldn't have them. They wouldn't be available to work. And if your mom had done that with you, you wouldn't be here to head up Yelp or whatever the hell you've got there. But he wants to point out, listen, look at this. He said a recent study found that banning abortions will lead to a 21% increase in the number of pregnancy-related deaths. I have no idea where he's found those numbers. I've looked. I can't find anything that I trust that says if you ban abortions, you're going to have a 21% increase in the number of pregnancy-related deaths. Well, it's sad to say we have a lot of pregnancy-related deaths every year, even with abortion available. And it's not because someone botched an abortion. It's because they've had a miscarriage or some kind of issue of that nature. Traumatic situation. He also goes on to say, and this study shows a 33% increase among black women in particular who face far greater life-threatening risk related to childbirth than white women. Well, if they don't have good, proper prenatal care or won't follow it, or they're still smoking, drinking, whatever, while they're carrying a baby, yeah, they're going to have some problems. But let's just deal with the racial mix-up since he wants to do that. While he's quoting that remark and saying that we will have, that he says 33% increase among the black women, the minorities. I know you're watching there on rumble.com and you're thinking, what's Larry trying to find now? Listen, I have stacks of paper all over here. This particular number is one of the ones that should tell you everything. When they want to claim that we'll have more black women suffer, I remind you that the numbers are 33% of all abortions in America are done to black babies. 33%. and black Americans comprise only 12% of the overall population. And since every year since 1973, 400,000 black babies have been killed by the abortion industry. 19 million boys and girls, black. So when I hear him say, my God, keep in mind a 33% increase of black women in particular. And most of them, if they have an abortion, they're going to kill more black children. These people talk out of both sides of their mouth all the time, and we're going to get into that later, specifically remarks by VP Harris the other day. And to the credit of a Federalist reporter, editor that we've had on before, where she calls out an abortion rights person for trying to say people with babies or people who have babies. And she said, you mean a woman? What? You mean a woman? No, I mean people who have babies. Follow the science type thing. Remember that slogan? It doesn't work for these folks very well if it doesn't follow their science. We'll take a break when we come back. Senator Cruz, one more time, he said, what's happening with the Democrat Party is going to be a major disaster for this nation if it continues.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
This Democratic Party today, Joe Biden has handed the agenda over to the socialists, and not just the socialists. This is now the Marxists. This is now the communists. Today's Democrat Party believes in violence. They believe in mob rule. They believe in intimidation. Just like Marxists and communists, they're willing to burn our institutions to the ground to get what they want. This leak from the court is fundamentally destructive to the Supreme Court of the United States, to the rule of law, and to our Constitution. And none of these Democrats care. Joe Biden won't condemn it.
Nope, they won't. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, nailed it once again. I still wish, I just wish, I should have called Trump directly. I think he would have taken my call. Well, maybe not. But I really think he would. And I would have told him when he was looking for Supreme Court justices, I would say, nominate Ted Cruz. Now, I don't know if Cruz would have wanted it or where his head would have been at the time, but I will always continue to believe that with him on the U.S. Supreme Court, he'd served the country better, and I like what he's doing for Texas and our country as a whole. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying, even if he were elected president for 8 years, two terms, he could not serve the country better than by being a U.S. Supreme Court judge and making sure we hold to the Constitution. Despite these efforts to intimidate justices and take the attitude, like he said, that we're going to burn things down. And we're not getting anything from the Democrats because Biden doesn't want to be on the wrong side, doesn't want to be called out. And there it's the whole abortion issue, which I read to you a moment ago, an opinion piece written by the Yelp CEO saying that corporations need to get more involved. Before we wrap up today, I'm going to tell you how some of their involvement has cost them big time and will continue to do so. But we got Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen saying that if we actually go ahead and go forward with abolishing abortions everywhere, it's going to hurt the economy. Oh, in what way? Well, because the value of 1973 abortion, she says, is that more women could be working instead of staying home being the mom, because that was considered a bad thing to do beneath a, quote, woman's ability. Not her ability, but her future. And, yeah, moms had to make some tough choices. There was also the pill. There's also something called prophylactics. There's also something called abstinence. But beyond that, once it happens, even if you don't want the baby, have it, and then let a couple that's desperately wanting a child have it. But Yellen dare say research shows that abortions enabling many women to finish school, increase their earning potential, and balance their families and careers. And it also shows it had a favorable impact on the well-being of children. Oh, no, 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 no. Not on the aborted child, it didn't have any favorable impact. Larry, you spent a lot of time on this subject. You must be very, very livid. I am. I sat down with my girls when they were younger and told them, I said, here's what could go wrong. If you get pregnant, you will have the child. It will change your life forever. The child could be a real blessing, but we're not going to have an abortion. Coming up, VP Harris, she knows what's best for the country, right? Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, at this very moment, Roe v. Wade remains the law of the land. But let's talk about what a world without Roe looks like. Women in almost half the country could see their access to abortion severely limited. In 13 of those states, women would lose access to abortion immediately and outright. Those Republican leaders who are trying to weaponize the use of the law against women, well, we say, how dare they? How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body? How dare they? How dare they try to stop her from determining her own future?
That is VP Harris. How dare they tell a woman she can't determine her own future? I'm not trying to tell the woman how to determine her future. I'm just saying don't kill a baby to do it. See, it's very simple for me. Are you willing to kill a baby? Now, if you were doing it in the first trimester when the court came up with the trimester program, then many were saying, well, it's not really a baby. But we now know we can detect a heartbeat at 6 weeks or earlier. That's where the Texas heartbeat law and others have come up. So you can make all the excuses you want, but that's killing a baby. And the abortion stats I was sharing with you earlier on how many are killed it comes down primarily to minorities. The minorities are the ones who suffer the most. So when I hear all these leftists brag about you're taking health care away from women, no, I am not. I want women to have good health care. I want them to have great prenatal care. But again, as we've said previously, most abortion clinics are within walking distance of minority neighborhoods. More than 33% of all abortions in America are done to black babies. Black population of U.S., 12%. If you're listening earlier, you heard me say it, but you need to imprint this, write it down, have it handy for those who want to argue with you. Basically, every single year since 1973, more than 400,000 black babies have been exterminated. Every year. You want to do the ciphering? Let me save you the trouble. That would amount to 19 million children. Would most have been boys, most girls? I don't know. Some cases they don't ever bother looking or determining, or they do it at such an early age it has not quite reached that part. And then other times they're doing it right up at the time of birth. They're willing to do that in some states. And in fact, some cases they're willing, if a baby is born, even though they try to abort it and it's born, then they will put it aside while the doctor or the mother decide what to do about it. Does a baby get a vote? No. And the other thing, they want to hold up Planned Parenthood is saying, but you're taking away care for these women that need it the most. No, I am not. There are many, many health centers for women that do everything except abortions. They may offer the abortion pill, but they don't carry out the physical abortion. They often won't even do that. They're more likely to offer information about avoiding getting pregnant or the morning after pill, just in case. And they all praise Planned Parenthood. Let me remind you again the origins of Planned Parenthood, because VP Harris, you might not have grown up in her world. Margaret Sanger founded Planned Parenthood, and she wanted to get black pastors on board, but she basically said, we don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. But these black churches, you know, you got a lot of black pregnant girls in those congregations. Her hope was, and I'm quoting, elimination and eventual extinction of defective stock. They're referring to them as cattle. The leader of Planned Parenthood, the founder of it. That's as close to being in favor of slavery as you can get, right? Just by calling them cattle. Goes on to say, get rid of the defective stock, those human weeds, which threaten the blossoming of the finest flowers of American civilization. Hillary Clinton got the Margaret Sanger Award 1 year. Oh, I'm just so delighted. I'm so glad. And of course, they want the money from Planned Parenthood and all these groups. There you had Harris speaking as vice president to Emily's List, a group that supports abortions. And yes, they're going to pour money into Democrat candidates. But these folks are so confused by their language, they can't even figure out how to do things. Are you aware that those who are defending Roe v. Wade and want to codify, by codifying the Women's Health Protection Act, they did do that in 2021. It included radical provisions on gender, including the proclamation that biological women who identify as transgender women can become pregnant. That's what they did in 2021. Now they want to codify Roe v. Wade, and the only place you find the word woman is in the title. Anything in here about reproductive justice, non-binary people, gone, white supremacy, not to be found. But they do think that we can codify this and make it the law of the land. So one of those pushing this and trying to make her point, representing an abortion rights group, is appearing in an interview with Emily Jashinsky. Now, Emily is a Federalist editor. We've had her on the air before. And Shauna Thomas is making her remarks. And what she says, to her credit, Emily Jashinsky said, I'm not going to let that slide. Please listen.
This is a conversation that should be happening between the pregnant person and their doctor.
The woman.
I'm sorry?
I said the woman and her doctor.
Okay. There, as we know, there are people who can be pregnant who do not identify as women. I wouldn't just limit it to women. I would say anybody who can become pregnant should be able to make that decision between with their doctor. There's just no point at which we need to have government intervention.
I would like to see the man that got pregnant. Jashinsky, to her credit, said, the woman, and she, what'd you say? The woman. Well, I don't want to get into that. So, again, she continues down her road because Shauna Thomas has, she's got words she wants to get out.
I would say anybody who can become pregnant should be able to make that decision between, with their doctor. There's just no point at which we need to have government intervention, and it just, And frankly, it ties the hands of people who are trying to serve both, right? People want everybody involved in here to be healthy and to have healthy, you know, and to have healthy lives and be able to survive something like this. It's just unacceptable that we would want to put restrictions in place that could possibly lead to a pregnant person dying. That there's just no way to, there's no way to ground that in ethics. There's no way to ground that in anything that makes sense.
I want to stop it right there. I want to pick up the rest of it on the other side of the break. But that's the only thing that woman just said. That doesn't, she said, nothing makes sense. My dear, you can call me a chauvinist if you want. I'm saying it in the most polite, respectful way, my dear. You have not made a single bit of sense while you're babbling on and on and on. Do you think it might get better if we play a little bit more of her? Well, stick to the commercial break and we'll see if she gets any smarter over the next couple of minutes. Stand by. Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER. 877-ROTTLER. Or go to rottler.com.
First truck when I was three, drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Where do you come down on that question of, you know, what President Biden, when President Biden referred to a child?
I think it's a strange thing to do, to refer to a fetus as a child. I think it, you know, it's the question of whether we should, what, you know, how we should think about or talk about what is true about, you know, what's happening inside a woman's body when she's pregnant and the state of a fetus. It feels like a total distraction to me, because the bottom line is that the decision and the need to have an abortion varies. I mean, the reasons can be very extremely complicated. They can come at very different stages. And there's just no reason for the government to play or any sort of role in figuring out where a line is, when it's acceptable to determine when and if a woman can have abortion. This is healthcare.
You lose. You lose if you thought Shauna Thomasy, abortionist, would get smarter over that period of time in the break. She didn't get any smarter. So I don't get calling a Biden referring to a fetus as a child, which Biden did, ironically. And then the rest of what she said, if you have at home a can of alphabet soup, open it up and just pour it out and try to look at all the noodles out there and see if you can make any word out of all those noodles, just because that's pretty much what she was doing. Blah, 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 and said nothing. The only thing that came out of that is her opening remark is that I don't understand why you'd call a fetus a child. Well, you're an idiot. How about that? And I won't mince those words. And it was earlier that in that interview with Emily Jashinsky, Federalist editor, who asked her that question, where do you come down with President Biden calling a fetus a baby? Jashinsky called Shauna Thomas out earlier, as you heard, because she's talking about people who get pregnant, and the Federalist editor, Jashinsky, said, what? Woman. Well, I don't want to get in that, you know, because the people who get pregnant, there's no sense how these people. Let me give you another example where they're going. I told you that when all this happened the other day, it was going to give them a platform, that would be something they could stand on and say, by God, we're going to go for women's rights. And that will win us our terms. They're betting it. Senate Democrats are now betting it. Despite CNN polling showing Biden's struggling economy, the number one concern for Americans, Democrats are hyper-focusing on abortion. Well, while they're doing that, the Federal Reserve is now saying we're not going to rule out a 0.75 percentage point hike forever, but the current pace of smaller half-point moves might not be what we need. They might actually want to go to almost a 0.75 percent hike. You think then folks would be worried more about their JOB and what they can buy with the money they've got? How about the big tech companies? I'll guarantee you they're reconsidering. They have reportedly lost over $1 trillion in value over the last three trading days. Microsoft, Amazon, Tesla, Google, all losing more than $100 million in a few days. Facebook lost $70 million. They didn't lose as much because Larry Connors USA is on Facebook. That's I'm going to claim it, and I'm going to stand by it and dare them to tell me otherwise. But all of these guys have lost $1 trillion. Why? CNBC said Microsoft losing this and Amazon, Alphabet, Google's umbrella company, all of this. It all gets down to the fact that inflation. And today Joe Biden holds a press conference saying, I've got a plan. He doesn't have a plan. All he did was attack Republicans. That's his plan. He is considering. Yeah, I told you yesterday that there's a shortage of baby formula that is needed for some babies, that we don't have enough of it. And the baby formula companies say we're trying to gear up for it. We need resource and money to help. Well, Democrats at the same time now are going to send another $40 billion to Ukraine, and I'm glad for that. They want $20 billion more for COVID funding while we're in 40-year high inflation. And you can't even get baby formula that some people need for their kids because the regular formula will make them sick. Is something wrong there? Hell yes, there's something wrong there. And by the way, the inspector general says, looking back at how we handed out money during COVID, the Treasury Department paid people that are on a do-not-pay system, and they didn't check against deceased, against the Social Security Administration. They acknowledge they pulled out 57,000 fraudulent loans of COVID money. He said it was a conscious decision. We're going to get the money out. If there's fraud, we'll chase it later. His words summarize saying, that's not an acceptable model. No, it's not. And I knew there'd be massive fraud, and you did too. And they knew it, but they're going to let it go anyway. Thanks for joining us. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.